Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Anyong mga K-drama pamangkin, eto na nga ang aking utang number 2. So pagpasensyahan nyo na at ngayon lang talaga bumalik ang boses ng inyong tita. Actually, paos pa rin po ako. So medyo, kung mapakinggan nyo mabuti, paos pa rin ako. Pero mas malala po noon. Diyos ko, siguro mga 2 weeks akong halos walang boses kasi talagang malat na malat. May mga panahon na talagang walang boses na lumalabas sa akin. But thank God, and thank you also for those well wishes again that you sent. Thank you so much because now I'm actually feeling better. I want to say I got 90% back of my voice, pero paos pa rin po. But your tita is feeling well, kaya naman round 2 na tayo ng ating K-drama chismisan on this Tuesday. And this next K-drama is again where your international K-drama fans and Korean viewers have different opinions. We had some K-dramas in the past na magkakaiba yung taste. Ibang-iba ang taste ng mga K-drama fans or Korean viewers sa ating mga international K-drama fans or viewers. But eto nga, etong K-drama na pag-uusapan natin ay isang naman pong example where the international K-drama fans have different opinions than the Korean viewers. Because domestically, this K-drama is actually a flop that they even had to cut it down to just 12 episodes. But surprisingly, this is one of the most streamed K-dramas on streaming sites and mukhang bibig na mga tao. Pero bakit nga ba? And patok din ba ito sa taste ng inyong tita na paos pa rin? Well, stay tuned pamangkin as we talk about the K-drama Perfect Marriage Revenge. Described as a romance slash revenge and fictional K-drama, Perfect Marriage Revenge, as per Wikipedia, is about Han Yi-jo, played by Jung Yoo-min. So in 2023, Han Yi-jo is the naive eldest daughter of a rich family. Despite their cold and uncaring behavior towards her, she works hard for her family's love and approval, especially her mother's, for whom she makes imitations of famous paintings as a hobby. Now, one day, Yi-jo discovers that her mother has not only been defrauding clients by selling them the imitations, but also framed her for the crime. So later the same day, she finds out that her husband has feelings for her younger sister and has filed for divorce. So feeling overwhelmed, Yi-jo runs away and gets into a serious car accident. So talk about malas. Sunod-sunod kay ate girl. Although she survives, she is subsequently murdered by her mother's assistant in her hospital bed. She then wakes up in 2022, exactly 1 year before the accident, when she's still engaged. Deciding to take revenge on both her family and fiancé, she seeks out So Duk-go, played by Song Hoon, the man her younger sister has been in talks to marry, and proposes to him instead. He agrees to the marriage, but with one condition, and that is to win the trust of his grandmother. Now, Perfect Marriage Revenge is available for streaming via Viki sa ating mga nasa North Korea. Paano tayo napunta doon? North America, tulad ko. So if you're also in the North America, US, Canada, so it will be available through Viki. Kung nasa Pilipinas ka naman, it will be available via Viu. So I think for most of the Asian countries, it will be Viu. Sa outside the Asian countries, it probably would be either Viki or I don't even know kung anong nasa Europe. Piling ko Viki pa rin. So anyway, so yeah, you can definitely stream Perfect Marriage Revenge via those streaming sites. And again, before we get into our review, just a reminder, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, mahilig po akong magpaulan ng spoilers. So if you have not seen Perfect Marriage Revenge, then skip mo ng episode na to. Kung hindi man, ako nang magkukwento sa iyo, wag ka naman manood. But if you are ready, then let's begin the Chismisan Round 2. Now, first thing that I want to already say sa mga pamangkin is kinilig po ako ng bonggang-bongga sa K-drama na ito. Call me mababaw if you want, pero bet na bet ko po ang ganitong mga landian. Yes, okay, we have seen this type of situation where, you know, a man and a woman got into an arranged marriage for different reasons. So they started with their own agenda, got into an arranged marriage, tapos eventually, you know, falls in love for real this time. Arranged marriage, again, has been, you know, part of the K-drama since time immemorial. So it is not really very new to me, but it does not mean as well that they have stopped from bringing us kilig. It still works. Like, ganito mga setup, kinikilig pa rin po ako. And sinasabi ko nga sa iyo, pamangkin, first two episodes pa lang, mapapatili ka na sa kilig dito sa Perfect Marriage Revenge. Pause na pause ako nung tinatapos ko itong K-drama na ito, so walang lumabas sa bibig ko. Pero walang hiya talaga yung episode 2 na yun. Yung cute but unexpected kiss, buisit, kilig na kilig po ako noon. And ang hirap kasi gusto ko magtititili pero paos na paos ako. So walang lumalabas sa boses ko. Pero kilig na kilig po ako. And Song Hoon's character in this K-drama is such a green flag. And it's one of those guys na knight in shining armor. Feeling ko nga may messiah complex si kuya mo, pero talagang green flags siya. And you know, protecting his wife all the time. And it was just so magical. I mean, who would not fall for a guy like that? Who would not dream to meet a guy who would do everything just to help you, protect you, care for you? Grabe si kuya mo dito. Kasi talagang, wow! Kuya, tinaas mo na naman po ang standard ng mga kababaihan. Hindi na naman po kami makakahanap nung jojowain. Kasi ang tataas na naman po ng standard na nakuha namin sa K-drama. Anyway, okay. So yun, unang-una pa lang yun talaga yung gusto kong sabihin, grabe, kinilig po ako sa K-drama na ito. So sa kilig-kiligan pa lang, panalo na para sa akin ang K-drama na ito. Dagdagan mo pa ng revenge. I love a good revenge K-drama. It's one of the K-dramas also that I really love. So maliban sa rom-com, maliban sa ano ba yung mga favorites ko? Romance, comedies, rom-coms, yun na nga. Tapos revenge, yun siguro, yung mga sumusunod na agad. So, dagdagan mo pa ng revenge, which I do not know if you have already seen this type of mixture in a K-drama genres. Pero ako, parang first time ko ito. Hindi ko siguro maalala lang, pero parang first time ko ito, mga pamangkin. I'm talking about the K-drama mix being a mix of romance and revenge. Like, that's new to me. I mean, I have seen so many revenge K-dramas that also involve some kind of time traveling. And, you know, it's not so long ago, we had Song Joong-ki's Reborn Rich. And yes, in those revenge K-dramas, some may have a sub-arc of a romance between the person taking a revenge and another character. And dami. Big Mouth, mismong sa Reborn Rich, meron din ng sub-story arc na may involve na romance between yung character dito ni, ano, let's say, ni Song Joong-ki at yung prosecutor, kung naalala ko ng tama. So yeah, it's not new. So it's not new, but most of the time kasi we are just happy that it's there, but we don't really care for it kasi mas focus tayo sa revenge. Mas nangingibabaw yung revenge. Mas nahook tayo sa paghihiganti, sa pagpupursigi ng bida na makamit ang hustisya. But with perfect marriage revenge, not only do you have a really good revenge story that will, you know, make your blood boil and root for the lead to finally get her revenge, but there's also an equal balance of romance that sometimes makes you forget na, uy, di pala tayo nakakapaghigante. Naglalandian na kayo, may mission ka pa. Ganon. And I guess it's because of that kaya medyo hindi ganon katindi yung impact ng K-drama at medyo siguro nag-flop. One of the possible reasons kung bakit rin nag-flop siya. Kasi it was neither a really good revenge series nor was it a really good romance K-drama. So you really cannot just, you know, be playing safe. And when you do, ganitong nangyayari. So it's nice, but it's not really something that will get your audience hooked because you're not really giving them a good revenge K-drama, but you're also not giving them a good romance K-drama. So somewhere in between ka lang, kumbaga. Pero para talaga sa akin, pasok na pasok siya. Baka dito medyo, yun nga, magkaiba tayo ng opinion pamangkin, which is again, okay, perfectly fine. Kasi everyone will always have a different taste. Again, your cup of tea may not be my cup of tea. Lumalabas din naman po yung PNF. My cup of tea may also not be your cup of tea. So that's perfectly fine. Now on the romance side, ang medyo pinanghihinayangan ko and could have been better for this K-drama is the part where di masyado kasi na-explain sa K-drama yung depth ng love ni ng character ni Song Hoon dito. Like, for someone to go through all those lengths of protecting the woman he loves, it has to have some more meaningful backstory other than na in love siya sa painting at na, you know, parang from there in-stalk niya tapos na parang nagkita siya one time sa isang event, naawa siya kasi nakita niya kung paano minamaltrato si ate mong girl and how naive she is. But ganun lang, yun lang yung parang moment kung tama ang pagkakaintindi ko at pagkakaalala ko sa series, kakatapos ko lang din naman niya. Pero pagkakaalala ko yun talaga lang eh. Parang na-inlove siya sa painting, in-stalk niya, tapos parang after that, nagkita sa isang event and that was it. So, I was really disappointed on that. I was hoping kasi na aside from those and loving her from afar, I was hoping that they had something, some kind of other interactions before that accident that made the guy fall in love so hard for that girl. Na even to the point na talagang sobrang nasaktan siya nung namatay or what he thought when he thought that he died or she died. So medyo nababawan lang ako. Or medyo di ko na-gets yung point ng writers when they gave that explanation kung bakit ganoon katindi yung pagmamahal na binigay niya dito para sa babae. Parang, yun na yun?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sa ganito kalalim, yun na yun yung rason. So yun, medyo na nababawan lang ako. Now, aside from the romance and revenge, I love also the mystery brought by the fictional sub-story arc of them time traveling back in time. So there were two things that really, two mysteries that basically kept me going kasi I was super interested to find out the answer to them. One of that is that, of course, if the guy also time traveled, because there were so many hints, so many scenes that gave me the hint na parang, ay teka, baka nga kasama din si kuya mo. Because we all know that girl time traveled, but we did not know about the guy. And there were so many hints. So yun na nga, I think bandang dulo now when it was revealed that it is actually true. It was finally confirmed and I was like, wow! Finally! So yun, medyo yun, inabangan ko yung part na yun, ng mystery. And then again, there's the mystery about the guy who is head over heels with this girl when they only interacted once in the past or future. Hindi ko na alam kung anong tawag sa kanila. Basta yung nakaraan na 2023. So yun na nga, medyo disappointing lang yung part na yun kasi gaya nga ng sinabi ko kanina. So yun talaga for me ang pinaka nagpalya sa lahat ng pasabog dito sa kwentong ito, sa K-drama na ito. And speaking of pasabog, this K-drama has all the elements of a teleserye, of a Pinoy teleserye. If I did not know any better, I would have said that this was written by someone who, a Filipino or someone who is very well aware of how Filipino teleseryes are made. Kasi, Diyos ko po, andyan po yung anak na inakalang patay na pero buhay pa pala. Yung birth secret ng pinakatatago, birth secret ng bida na pinakatatago ng kontrabida. Even yung kontrabida, pansinin niyo yung acting niya, pang teleserye. I don't know if you notice it, pero ako talaga tawang-tawa actually dun sa kontrabida kasi yung adoptive mother. Imbes talaga na mainis ako sa kanya, natatawa ako sa reaction niya. Yung paglingon niya, yung pagtataray niya, yung pag-alaga niya sa anak niya, yung biological na anak niya. Like parang, hello sati girl. So, imbis na mainis ako sa kanya, natatawa ako sa acting niya. Paano kasi napaka-ano, unnatural? Hindi ko alam. Parang dula-dulaan sa school play, ganun yung mga actingan niya. Hindi ko alam, ha? Kung ako lang or nahalata niyo din, pero ang super unnatural. Anyway, ano pa ba yung teleserye level part ng story na to? Yung ano, yung akala ng lahat na matay na din yung ina sa sunog, buhay pa din. Yung kapatid ng bidang lalaki na akala ng lahat pilay, pero hindi pala. Diyos ko, nakakaloka. Tapos meron din birth secret yung bruhang younger sister ng bidang babae. So Diyos ko, actually kahit yung assistant, yung secretary, meron din. Meron din siyang ano, plot twist of his own. So, parang lahat ng characters dito, mayroong sariling plot twist na parang hindi mo inakala na, ay, ganun pala, may birth secret, may pasabog sa Diyos ko. Kaya talaga, Diyos ko po, tawang-tawa ako sa ano, sa paglatag ng mga plot twist. Buti na lang, kamo, yung kahit papano yung mga in-laws ng bidang babae dito eh hindi the usual mataray, matapobreng in-laws ng mga teleserye. So medyo woke, sabi nga ng mga bagets, woke na yung version ng mga in-laws dito. And they were very loving, so very good yun. So kahit papano, yun naman, iba sa regular teleserye. Pero sa side ng babae, Diyos ko po, lahat sila may pasabog. Ultimo yung yaya, yung sekretary. Naloka ako. Anyway, so, as I was saying that, siguro yun din yung isang mga rason kung bakit di masyado itong pumatok sa mga Koreans. Kasi itong type of K-drama nila, medyo sawa na rin eh. Yung teleserye type of their K-dramas, hindi ko lang maalala yung version nila o yung tawag nila dito sa Mang Samjang tuloy na sasabi ko. Hindi ko alam kung anong tawag nila doon. Basta may Korean term sila na tawag sa teleserye type of K-dramas. And yun nga, feeling ko ganun yung isa yun sa mga rason kung bakit hindi ito masyado pumatok. Kasi medyo talagang pagka-teleserye yung pagkakagawa nito. E tayo naman, bago sa ating mga Pilipino, yung may halong time traveling. But all everything else is the usual. Ang naaalala kong teleserye na Pilipino na may time traveling pero drama pa din is yung kina Kim Chu at Gerald. Yung talaga hanggang ngayon, gigil pa din po ako sa ending ng teleserye na yun. Akalain mo, hindi mo naalala pa mangkin, medyo matagal na rin kasi yun. Akalain mo, nun sa kwento nila, na bago nila yung tadhana nila kasi imbis na kung saan-saan sila magpunta nung araw na mismong aksidente, nag-Jollibee ang dalawa. Di ba napakagago lang ng ending ng teleserye na yun? Pero yun yung pinaka naalala kong time traveling na drama pa rin. Aside from, of course, yung mga Maria Clara at Ibarra na time traveling, pero medyo fictional yun. Yun, medyo drama at the same time traveling. So, aside from that, hindi tayo mahilig sa mga ganong halong drama, romance, tapos revenge, tapos may time traveling. So, I would say that this would be a good K-drama para sa ating mga Pilipino. Papatok to, for sure. And yun nga, nakikita ko na sa Twitter, sa TikTok, sa Instagram, bukang bibig din siya ng mga Pilipino na fina-follow ko, na may mga pages, na may mga K-drama sa sinusubay pa yan. So, definitely, patok sa panlasa natin. Anyway, mabalik na tayo. So for me, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, I would rate Perfect Marriage Revenge 8.7. Again, I have no other explanation aside from those that I have already said on why I really enjoy this K-drama. My romance na nakakakilig, my revenge story arc na talaga namang nakakagigil, and may pa-mystery din na talaga namang aabangan mo din. And yun nga lang, give me 5 years or probably in like a couple of years only, baka di ko na masyado maalala ito. Kasi, although the K-drama is good, but to be honest, there's nothing remarkable or memorable for it. It's good while it lasted, kumbaga. And the story arcs are on either the romance or revenge is not new. And somehow, I also felt na parang masyadong na-rush ito. Kasi it was actually cut down. I know, I think it was released to be a 16 episode. Pero kinut down nila into 12 kasi nga walang masyadong rating. So, sobrang bilis lang ng facing niya, which is actually good kung hindi mo bet yung mga slow burn na K-dramas. Pero for me kasi medyo, yun nga, di rin talaga nagmarka yung K-drama. Kasi tapos mo na din kagad, 12 episode, maikli lang din yung mga episodes. I think may mga 1 hour din, pero I think some of them are less than that. So anyway, yun nga, tapos mo na din agad yung K-drama, nothing new. So it was good. So as to whether you should watch the K-drama, ang sagot ko dyan pamangkin is yes. I would still recommend this K-drama. I think sa ating mga Pinoy, papatok siya kasi it has the teleserye elements na kinalakihan natin. And at the same time, bongga din naman yung chemistry ng mga bida. I really love the romance story arc of this K-drama. It was really one of the nakakakilig of this year. Also, yun nga, nakakagigil din yung revenge part niya kasi nga perfect marriage revenge nga, di ba? So talaga naman nakakagigil yung mag-inang hinayupak na di ko rin alam kung ay naku, nagigigil pa rin ako sa dalawang yun. Especially yung younger na, yung bata, yung younger sister, nakakagigil talaga yung itsura ni ate girl. But anyway, so yun nga, tuloy nakakagigil yung mag-inang hinayupak dito. So di ka rin talaga talo kung ang hanap mo naman ay K-dramas na magbibigay sa'yo ng feeling ng satisfaction of good defeating evil. So yun. So yun, kung yun yung mga medyo hinahanap mo, makukuha mo yan sa K-drama na ito. So I would still highly suggest this K-drama if you don't have anything to watch from this year. This is probably one of those that I would also recommend. But given, like, you know, 2-3 years, I probably will not remember this at the top of my mind if you ask me for what a good revenge K-drama, tita. So this is probably the I won't be able to remember. I don't think I would remember this easily. So, ganun na lang. But again, all of these are, again, my opinions. I'm sure you have your own. So, let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I still call it Twitter. I don't want to call it X. I still call it Twitter. So, through any of my social media accounts, it's at Anyong Tita. And like I said in the other episode that I just uploaded as well today, this is again my last two episodes. So we have one more episode, which would be after New Year. So the Tuesday after New Year. So I think that's January 2 already. So one more episode to go, mga pamangkin. And that episode will be all about our top 10 K-dramas of 2023. So tingnan natin kung makakabuo ang inyong tita ng top 10. With the rate that we went, just go yung mga K-dramas of this year talaga, pahirapan, Lord. Bakit? Bakit nagkakaganito po ang mga K-dramas? Kung kailan mamamaalam na or magre-retire ng inyong tita? Saka naman nagsipangita ng mga K-dramas. But let's see. Let's see if I can even come up with the top 10 of this K-dramas for this year at kung anong mga K-dramas ang pasok. So, let me also know your own top 10 K-dramas through any of my social media accounts. I would love to also mention some of your own top 10. So, maybe pareho tayo or maybe meron kang ibang mga K-dramas na pasok sa'yo for this year. So, let me know through any of my social media accounts. And with that, until the last final episode, mga pamangkin, one more to go. And until that Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Anyong Tita!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.